So it's warm in here, and my body doesn't like it. In fact, if it were this hot at home, I could not sleep at night. There's a remedy to that. I have a remedy for that at night. I have this little fan that I turn on. And this fan keeps me cool. It allows me to go to sleep. But this fan has a little tiny blue light on it to tell you that it's on. And so if it's still on, you know that the fan is still on. That little blue light, it's the tiniest of lights, the tiniest little thing. But when Michelle wakes up in the middle of the night, that light becomes a problem. No matter where the fan is in the room, no matter how tiny that little blue light is, it keeps her awake. She had a solution to that too. She took some tape and she put it on top of that fan. That little tiny blue light shone through the tape. So she put a few more layers of tape and then a piece of cardboard on top of it and then tape on top of it. And then finally it worked. I decided I needed an alarm clock on my side of the room. She had one on hers, and it had blue numbers on it. And she said, there's no way in God's green earth am I gonna let you put another blue light in the room. Jesus, to his disciples, and by extension to us, says, you know that little blue light on top of the fan, that light that pierces the darkness and keeps you awake at night? You are that light. You are that annoying little blue light that keeps people awake at night. Let's look through our passage again and see exactly what Jesus means when he calls you that annoying blue light. Beginning in verse 13, he says, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. Perhaps most of us have a daily routine. We get our meal in front of us, and we immediately reach for that thing on the table that puts salt on our food to make it taste better. How many of us do that without even tasting the food? A couple of us are honest. Good job. And some of us, our doctor says, you need less sodium in your diet, so we look longingly at the salt shaker, wishing we could put it on our food. When we think about this thing called salt, N-A-C-L or whatever, what uses do we have for it? And this one's not rhetorical. You can call out. What do you use salt for? Preservations. You can put it on meat and it can preserve it, right? What else? Flavoring, seasoning. Excellent. Cleaning, like a cast iron skillet or something. Our family is going on a trip this weekend to where there's snow, and we're going to make sure that we have salt because it melts it. You're right. What else? Soaking in a tub. I hadn't thought of that one. Killing snails. Actually, slugs. Oh, it's used to help make ice cream as well. When I was little, that was my favorite job. I used to take salt out in the yard, and I'd make sure that there were no slugs left. We don't know what Jesus meant when he said, you are the salt of the earth. Perhaps one thing that unites all of these images is that salt is a catalyzing agent. Can you say that with me? Catalyzing agent. When salt touches meat, a chemical reaction occurs. Oh, I didn't mention this one. When there was wet concrete, you could put salt on it and it melts into the concrete and makes a design. When salt touches the concrete, a reaction happens. Excuse me for just one moment. When salt is placed on ice, a chemical reaction happens. And so potentially what Jesus is saying, you are a catalyzing agent. When you interact with people, they become changed. Find out what kind of reaction happens. Let's continue in our text. Sorry, one more moment. Some of us might be thinking, well, why didn't you stay home today? I came and I felt 100% fine. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. I had flu-like symptoms earlier this week, and so they're slowly coming back because of this heat. All right, I think I got it now. And if this is too problematic, just say, Paul, just sit, and we'll be okay. No, it's not my blood sugar. All right, actually, this feels really good. I'll try. So Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And some of us, maybe we've tried to do this. We look up at the night sky when it's really dark out. And we look up at the stars. And when I moved here to Riverside, I thought, oh, this is great. I'm going to look up at the stars. And I didn't get to see any of the stars. When you guys do it, do you see any of the stars? Sometimes. But why not? Because of light pollution. Right? It's difficult to see the stars because the strip mall across the street or Tyler Mall or even our neighbor's lights are on and they prevent us from seeing the stars at night. Even the tiniest bit of light prevents us from seeing the stars. Right now at this moment, I feel pretty horrible. But it might describe how many of us are feeling at this moment. When we look outside, the world is pretty dark. For some of us, it might be really dark because of political divisions that are taking place. Thank you. For some of us, it might be dark because of gun violence. For some of us, it might be a dark world because of all the isms, racism, etc. For some of us, it might be dark because of our finances. For some of us, it might be dark because we lost a loved one, like a deacon who was taken so suddenly and too soon. And for some of us, it might seem dark because our church isn't the church that we expected it to be. We thought it was going to be different, and it's not quite what we thought. And to those of us who think the world is dark, hear these words of Jesus again. You are that annoying little blue light that pierces the darkness. No matter how dark you think it is, it will never be pitch black because you are the light of the world. One thing I want to add to that, when you look at the text, Jesus doesn't say, one day when you got it all together, you will be the light of the world. Jesus doesn't say, you are becoming the light of the world and you're almost there. Instead, what does Jesus say? You are the light of the world right now. Even when your stomach and your head isn't working the way it normally works, even when you're grieving because somebody you love has passed away, even when you look in the mirror and you see freckles that you wish you didn't have, right now you are the light of the world. In a number of conversations I've had this week, they centered around a diversity of gifts. People have said to me, Paul, you have this unique set of gifts, and we're so grateful that you're here at this time, at this place. And they lifted it up, and we said, we're grateful that you're one of our pastors. And I returned the compliment saying, you know, you have some gifts too, and I would lift up the gifts that they have. Different, but just as valid, just as valuable. And I might shine with a hue towards blue, and Pastor Claire might shine with a hue towards purple. Bev, you might shine with a hue towards red. And some of us might shine towards yellow or green or orange or blue. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an elder. You don't have to be a deacon. You don't have to sing in the praise team. You don't have to be an usher here at the church. The person you are today, the person you are right now, that person, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. All that you are, all your desires, all your freckles, you are the light of the world. Jesus continues later in verse 14. A city on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines to all who are in the house. Notice here that Jesus doesn't say that the light is extinguished. He says that people don't take a basket and put it over it. The light is not extinguished, but when a basket goes over the light becomes ineffective. What baskets keep you from being the best light you can be? Maybe your basket is fear, shame, or guilt. Maybe your basket is others' expectations of you, or your desire to please others. The you that you are the light of the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't let Satan or the world's expectations or fear or shame or anything else get out. You are the light of the world. Got just one more thing to say. In the text, when it says, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world, I've treated it as a singular you. But it's a second person plural. In other words, all y'all